Parshas Teruma, Shlishi, Perikafei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Kasisa Menorah Zavtar. You should make a menorah of pure gold. Miksha, it should be beaten out. Te'asa Menorah, the menorah should be made. Yerecha, the kana, its base, its branch. Kivi'el, its gavel, its kaftara, its knobs. Ufracha, its flowers. Mimena, you should be hammered out from it. Miksha, kas te'asa Menorah. She says, Shlo yasena chalulus. If you're not making the sections, and then break it broken apart. Fully, I said, Kineb and Rasel, Ivar Mivar, we should not make his branches and lamps into separate pieces. And solder, then don't connect them like the metal workers do, as also you found earlier by the Kaparis. That's just one piece. And you should beat it with a mallet and cut it with a craftsman's tool. And separate the branches from each other. Miksha, Targumo, Nigid. It should be Lashon. Hamshacha means drawing out. Shemamshacha Sevar Mina Esesh, Lakan Lakan. The craftsman draws the parts of the menorah out of the solid block from either side. Beksha Kornos through the beating of the mallet. The Lashon Miksha, the word Miksha means Makas Kornos, the blow of the mallet, which means Betitz, which means hitting, Kimodol, the action hitting against each other. Tiasa menorah, Ne'ela. It should be made on its own. Moshe had a hard time understanding what it is. Hashem says to him, Hashech asakikar of the ore, so the kikar of gold into the fire. If you nasa, it'll be made by itself. That's why Hashem doesn't say you should make it, rather it should be made. Yerecha, who haregel hashlamata. The word yerecha is the foot at the base. The asik min teva, it's like a box. And the three feet or bottoms legs that are extending downwards from it to be the bottom support. The branch, the middle branch, it goes from the middle of the base, going directly up. And on it is a middle lamp, which is like a bowl. Pour oil into it. And to put the wick in as well. Gviha, it's a cups. King kimin kosa shosim is zechura. So they're like these glass cups. Aruchim v'ksarim, which are long and narrow. V'karon lehem mandarins, long stem goblets in Old French. Ve'ele osa shazav, and these goblets are made of gold. V'boltim v'yosim yikol kan v'karon, they protrude from each of the branches. Kibinin shenase, shenase dam ha'kosav, like the amount the Torah gives us, they're only there for ornamental purposes. After means nabs, they're like shape of apples. A gul and tzavu bolton, they were spherical, protruding around the middle air branch. Like you make for the candelabras of the noblemen. Kerlem, polem, pommels. They're these things which are called like nabs. Uminayin shalahem kasu b'pasha. The numbers are in the parasha later on. Kamel kaftar built in the middle of a kamel chalak. Big kaftar, the kaftar. How many knobs went out, and how much was between one knob and the other knob? Uprachel siurin osin lo kmin prach. Like these images that look like flowers. Then you call mixture. Yeah, it should all be beaten out with a hammer. Yotze mitoch hatichas ashes, which comes out from the solid block of gold. The same the bottom of the came, and you should not make them separately and attach them. Pasuk Lamed base. Shishakanim yotzim, six branches emerging, mitzidah from its sides. Shlosh shakanim minora kinyan minora mitzidah achad. Shnei kinyan minora mitzidah shinis, three branches from one side, three branches from the other side. Rashi says yotzim mitzidah lekan lekan from either side, but alachson diagonally. Extending and raising to the level of the height of the menorah, shukana amsoi, which is the middle branch. The middle branch is called the menorah, basically. Yotzu mitoch kana amsoi zelamala mize. They come out of the middle branch, one above the other, by tachlin aruch, and the lowest obviously is long. Shomala katsu menorah, and the one on top is a little bit shorter. The ayim katsu menorah, the one up in that is even shorter. The fishu gavah rishem, because the height of the upper ends was shavu l'guva shal kana amtzai v'shri ashri, because the height of everything was equal. Shemem ben yosem ashi shal kana, from there six branches came out. Three cablets decorated on one branch. On one branch. Kaftar of a farach, a knob and a flower. And then three knobs that were decorated on the next branch. Then a kaftar of a farach, then you had a kaftar, you had a knob, then a farach, which is a flower. That's all the six branches, all the other six branches. All the six branches you should do the same as well. Rashi says, Mishukadim, Kitagumo, Mitsiurim Hayu Kadesh Osim Lakli Kasavizal, the word Mishukadim is a Targum Tazah, which means they were decorated in a manner that they do to silver and gold in our day. Shakorin Nilar in Old French, which the word Nilar means, or Nilo, which designs are engraved or embossed in metal objects, are laid, are then inlaid with a blackish alloy of silver, copper, and zinc, apparently. The alloy, the process, and the finished product are all called Nilo in modern English. Okay. B'shosha Gviim, three goblets, bolted me kol kana v'kana. They're protruding from each branch. Kafir v'farach, hayu l'kol kana v'kana, and each branch also had a knob and a flower. Pasuk of Dalet. Uva menorah, arba gviim, and in the menorah itself, the middle area, there were four of these goblets. Mishukadim decorated, v'kafir v'farachah, its knob and its flower. Says Rashi, the central shaft of the menorah, which is the classical menorah in the Torah, there are four goblets. Echad bolit b'lamata min ha'kana. One is on the bottom area of the kana, and shlosh lamal min yitzias ha'kana yotzim yitzidah. And the three are above the points of the exit of the branches, which comes out on its sides. Shukodim kaftara ferecha. Ze echa mechamish mekeros she'inlam hechreya. This is one of the psukim, five psukim, which don't have a proper way of reading it. We're not sure how to read it. Ein yadua im givyam mishukodim. We don't know if the word mishukodim is going on the givyam, the goblets. Mishukodim kaftara ferecha, or decorated with knobs and flowers. Is the word mishukodim going on the beginning of the pasuk or the end of the pasuk? There is a knob beneath two branches from it, and that happens three times based off each level. For each of the six branches that emerge from the menorah. The branches would extend out of the knob from each direction. That's what says in the Bais of Malachas HaMishkan. This is the following. Gavah shal menorah shmon eser tvachim. The height of the menorah was 18 tvachim. Raglayim ba'parach shoshet tvachim. The legs of the lowest flower took off 3 tvachim. Kua parach amar b'yarach. That's the parach which we're going to mention by the base. It says, Shemar ad yirecha ad percha. Till the base to its flower. Good. The tvachim chalak, then there's 2 tvachim on the space. V'tavach shabah gviyah me'arba gviyim. And then there's a tefach where the goblet of the four is there found. The kafter parach mishnei kafterim, mishnei parchim amor b'menorah atzma, and a knob and a flower of the two knobs and two flowers mentioned are being on the menorah, the central shaft itself. Shnei mishpidim kafter afrachah, decorated with the knobs and its flowers. L'man mishnei b'kan shnei kafterim mishnei parchim. It teaches us that the middle branch there were two knobs and two flowers. Levad min ashlosha kafterim shakana mishachem im tocham, except for aside from the three knobs, which the other three branches I had also. Shnevar v'kafter tach hashnei akanim v'gober. Because it says on a knob beneath the two branches, v'tvachayim chalak, and then there was two tvachim of the space. Tevach kafter shnei akanim yotzu mimeno ilich v'ilich. And there's one tevach of a knob with two branches emerging from it. Mishachem v'olim kenei gavosh menar, they go up to the height of the middle shaft. Tavach chalak is the empty space of the tavach. Tavach kafter shnei kanim yotzim yomenu. There's a tavach occupied space of the knob with the branches coming out. The tavach chalak, there's a tavach empty space. Tavach kafter shnei kanim yotzim yomenu. Then a tavach for the knob with two branches coming out from it. From shachem va'olim kenegi gvol menorah. Then they go up to the central shaft height. Tavachayim chalak, there's two empty tavachim there. Nishtayir sham shosh tavachim shayim shosh gviim the kafter v'ach. The three tavachim left on the top. They have three goblets, a knob, and a flower. Yimsu gviim v'eser mishnayim. There are 22 gviim goblets. Shor asur v'shishakamim shosh l'cha echad. Each branch of 3 times 6 is 18. For Abba, can go for Google for Shalminar, then plus 4 on the bottom of the menorah, which is Hari Esim Shine, that's 22. That's by the Gavi of the goblets. Now, the Achlas are confirmed, there were 11 knobs. Shisha of Shisha Kanim, 6, 1 for each branch. Ushosha of Gufa Shalminara, Shakan Yotsumimara, and also 3 where the points of emergence of each of the branches are. Ushnaim Obe Menorah, and there's also 2, Shemar Mushukadim, the Kaftareha, decorated with its knobs, Umi Kaftarim Shan, where Kaftarim is the minimum 2. Achel Mata, Eitzal Yerach, one by the base area. Achel Beshlosha, Tvachim Ayonim, Imshlosha Hagviim. And then one in the top, with the 3 on top of the upper 3 Tvachim, along with the other 3 Gviim. Then Betisha, Tvachim Ayisalem, and then 9 flowers. Shisha, the Shisha Kanam, 6 for the 6 branches. Now we're Kan Achel Kaftarim Erach. Each Kan had a Kaftarim Erach. Ushosha Menorah, then 3 for the middle one, the middle shaft. Shnara Mishabidim Kaftara Ufra Cheha, Mir Prachim Shayim, the Echel Amor Parashat Alosla, Adricha Aprecha. So we have the connection of 2 plus 1 from in Parashat Ba'alosacha. Im Tidaktik, the Mayat Mishan Zakas of the Mal, if you're careful, how did this price up? Tim Zim Kibinan Ishish Kumkomo, you find the various features of the menorah and find the number each in its proper place. Pasaglam Medvav. Kaftarehem, Kunosamim, and Ayu. Knobs and branches should be from it. Kula Miksha Achas Saftar, one piece of gold hit together. Padakulam Zayin Basisas, Nerosa, Shiva, each makes 7 lamps. Ba'alat, Nerosa, you should kindle the lamps. Behiras, Aver, Panacha, and you shall cast light on the direction of its face. Says Rashis, Nerosa, Kimin, Bazich, and Bol, Shinosim, Besochim, Shemin, Hapsilos, put the oil and the wicks in there. That's the lamps. Behiras, Aver, Panel. Also, pishishus haneros, you make the mouths of the 6 of the lamps, shibrosh ha'konam yotsu mitzidah, at the ends of the branches which emerge from its sides. Misubim klapim, sorry, they're going to turn towards the central area, the middle area. Kadesh, you neros kishadelikam irmas aver panel. So that when you light it, the light will be facing the direction of its face. Musav orim al tzad pnei ha'konam, sorry. That is, with their light turned to the direction of the central shaft, shugufa menorah, which is the body of the menorah. Siglam b'ches. U'malkachel, machlosel, zav tahar. Its tongues and its scoop should be made of pure gold. Rashi says, malkachel, was amin heim hatzavasim. They have the tongues. Ha'os asuyim l'kach b'em ha'psilos mitoch Hashem. Take out the wicks out of the oil. V'yashim l'ashram b'pi ha'ineros. And they set the wicks in place and draw them out of the mouth with the lip of the lamp. Al'shem sh'shalokim b'hem k'ruyim mikachayim. Because they take things from them, they're called takers. So if you also should take a munkles, loshon sabas, which means tongues, in old French, ten nails in old French. That's how munkles translates it as tongues, not just takers. Machtoseha, heim kimi vizich kam. They're like these small bowls. Shechose behem as a efer shabiner b'vokar. He scoops out the ashes in each lamp, every lamp of each morning. Kshu meita vasaneres b'efer apsilos, when he would clean up the lamps from the ashes of the wicks. Shadok alayla, the cover that were burnt from the night and went out. Loshon machta, term machta means, pisoder, which means, a small flat shovel in old French. Kmo lachtos ish miyukta, to rake fire from a blaze. Pesach lamakas, kikar zav tar yase alasan, a kikar pure gold, you should make it with all these implements. Eskol akilim, ha'ela with all these implements. Kikar zav tar, Shalya Mishkala Imkal Kaleha El Kikar. The weight of the menorah with its utensils should be the size of the amount of the Kikar, will call Joser exactly that amount. The Kikar Shachal Shoshimana, Kikar in the secular purpose is 60 mana. Shachal Shachal, when it's hektish, we're talking about double that amount, which means Mea Messiah, Mea Bashimana, 120 mana. The mana, who literally Shashokan Bokasu Mishka Kolonia. And the mana is a liter by which you weigh silver in Cologne, a city in Germany. That's 100 pieces of gold. The mana must be then 25. Sela basela arbazuvim, and the sela is 4 gold pieces. Pasuk men. Urei basei betamisam. Eis asherata mara bahar. See and construct according to their form. That which was shown to you and announced. Rashi explains urei basei. See here at the mountain the pattern in which I will show you. And Rashi is explaining that the pattern is the object to see. Meaning Rashi also pointing out that the mountain is the location where the seeing is being done, not the construction, not the constructing. So again, Re'ei Kan Bahar Tav Nishani Mar Oscha. See here at the mountain, the pattern, the tablets that I will show you, Magdash Niskasha Moshe B'Masa Menorah. Moshe had a hard time understanding the menorah. Asher Lo Kesh Baruch Hu Es Menorah Shel Eish. Until Hashem showed Moshe the menorah of Eish. Asher Atamara, that which you are shown, Kedargumo, the Ath Mischazi Vetur, which you have shown, been shown, or are being shown at the mountain. Yilo Hay Nokon Mare B'Patach. If it was Mare, not Mare, so you'll be shown to others. But now that it's written in a komatz, like a more, so pisrono da'at mischazi, it means that you are being shown. Sha'acher marin lach, that others are showing you. Sha'anakud mefarish mafresh bein aseh le'naaseh. The vowelization makes a difference between an active verb or is it being done a passive verb. Perk chavel pasuk aleph. The es hamishkon ta'aseh aser yirios. You should make the mishkan, the tabernacle, spread of 10 panels. Sheish mazar of twisted flax, tcheles, turquoise, argamon, purple, talashani, scarlet, kuruchim, kiruvim, maaseh, choshev, ta'aseh, osam. Kiruvim, you should make like a work of an artist. You should make them. Says Rashi, b'es hamishkon ta'aseh aser yirios. Lios legak should be a roof for it. And also drapes for the exterior beyond the beams. Shairios tulim acharim, because the panels hung all behind them, and close them to cover them. Sheish masar tchilas agon v'tashani. Him arba minim kol chut v'chut. There are four types of fiber in each thread. Echa pishton shlosh v'shatzemer. One flax, three wool. Kol chut v'chut kol shisha. Each strand was folded six times. Her arba minim. That means there are four varieties of fiber. When they're twisted together, it would be 24 folds, I mean strands, per thread, because it's 4 times 6, because it's folded 6 times. They would have these kruvim depicted as they were being woven, and they weren't embroidered with a needle, el baruga. Rather, it was with a with this weaving. It shakes some on the two surfaces, parts of Achon Lekan, parts of Achon Lekan, fish on one side, fish on the other side, Aribi Tazeb and Eshmi Tazeb. There was a lion on one side and an eagle on the other. Kimo, Sha'okin Charugam, Charugo Shikorin, Faisis, which means sash or band. Pasuk Beis, Ora Chayriya, class one panel should be Shmona Ve'esrim Amma, 28 Amma. Long, the rochav arba ba'ama, and it should be 4 ama wide. Hayiria achas, 1 yiria, mida achas l'chorios, 1 measure for all the panels. So gimel, chamish yiros tiyena, there should be 5 panels. Chavros isha achosah, attached one to the other. Chamish yiros chavros isha achosah, and 5 panels attached to each other. Says Rashi, tofron b'macha, you should sew them with the needles, one in each, one next to the other. Chamish levar b'chamish levar. Chamesh levad, 5 separately, 5 panels separately. Yisha achosa, kachter chamik ladaber vidaber shim lashon akeva. The way the Torah speaks when talking about a female word will be yisha achosa vidaber shim zachar. Anything that's lashon zachar, Omer yisha achiv meant to his brother, meaning one to the other. Kamosh nara bekuvim uknem yisha achiv. It says bekuvim, each man to his brother, which means facing each other. Pasuk dalan, that's yisav luba os tachelis asfas hayiria. And you should make loops of turquoise wool on the edge of the panel, at the edge of one panel, at the end of one grouping. Do it also at the edge of the outermost panel in the second grouping. Rashi said lulaos means litzels, which means small nooses. Which means loop. Mixe v'chaburos at the end of the one grouping, but also yuria shebesof ha'chabura, the panel that is at the end of those which are connected. Kivutas chamesh ha'yuros kiri chaburos, so that group of 5 panels is called a grouping of chaburos. V'chein ha'seh besof ha'yura kitzona v'machbaras ha'shenis, but also yuria shiyah kitzona, the panel which is on the outer extremity, lashon kotze, which is lashon kotze, kumra v'sof ha'chaburos, the end of the grouping.
Okay. 50 lulos, 50 loops. Ta'aseh b'ira achas, you should make it on one panel. 50 lulos and 50 panel loops, you should ta'aseh b'kseh harira, asher b'machbaris hashemis. You should make at the end of the panel that is in the second grouping. Nakpilos halulos isha al-chosa. Loops should be opposite each other. So the Rashi, nakpilos halulos isha al-chosa. Shemor should ta'aseh lulos mechubas. Make sure that the loops are aligned. Maybe the achas could be also in a uniform manner. Ukmidasin b'ira achas can be b'chaber to the measure of one panel should be the same as the other one. Kesha tifros chaveras yisal chaveras. When you spread out one grouping next to the other, you halalosha yirazo mechovanas kineged loshozo. The panel, the loops of this panel should be opposite the loops of that panel. Vizalosha makpilos. That means makpilos, which means opposite zu kineged zu. This one corresponds to the other one. Targum lo neged le kabel. That's what neged means in Targum, which means the kabel, which means right opposite the other. Vayirios arkon eser v'shimona v'rach ma'arbe. It was the length of 28 and 4 amos wide. Ukeshechiber chamish yiros yachan nipsa rach from eser. So when you multiply by 5, by the width, it's going to be 20 amos. V'chena b'chavar eser, the same thing with the second grouping. The mishkan arko shloshim min ha-mizra from ma'arif. The mishkan was 30 amos from east to west. Shenemar eser v'krosh v'l pas negev t'imana. 20 beams on the southern side v'chena t'saf and also the north side. Each carriage was an amma and a half. So that's 30. That's 30 amos from east to west. The width of the Mishkan from north to south was 10 amos. The end of the Mishkan from the west, you should have 6 beams and 2 beams in the corners. That's 10 amos, but it's 1.5. And the place I'll explain the psukim there. No Sinai Yira Arkon the Rachvon Shal Mishkan. So you place the 28 amal length screen or panels across the 10 amal width of the Mishkan. Esra Amos Amtsos Amtsios Lagag Chalal Rachav Mishkan. The 10 middle amals of the panels serve as the roof for the space across the width of the Mishkan. Ba'am Bikan Ba'amikan, an additional amal, the Ove Rosh Akrashim Shavim Amal. The things of each character is an amal. So the Shkar Shesh Esrei Amal. So you had a remaining 16 amals left. Because it was 10 and then 2 in each one, which is 12, minus the 28 from 28, which would be 16. Shmona Lutzaf and Shmona Darm, 8 fell down on each side, on the north side and the south side. Mechas is called Masakrashim Shem Goblin Eser, so cover the 10 on the height. Nusu Shte Amos Tachonos Megul, so there are 2 Amos on the bottom of the beams exposed. Rachon Shayuris Arbaim Ama Kishayim Lechubaros, and then you combine the 40 Amos of the length, of the width, Esrim Amos Lechubaros, 20 Amos per grouping. Shlosh Dmei Magag Chalal Mishkan LaArko. Then you have 30 of them served as the length of the Mishkan, which is 30. The Amma Kenegdo Ovei Roshei Krash and Shir Ma'ar, an additional Amma over the thickness of the top of the beams. The Amma Lepasos Ovei Hamalud Bishem Mizrach. Then also an Amud, an Amala going forward on the eastern side to cover the thickness of the pillars. Shloli Krash and Mizrach, because there were no beams in the east. Abamud before pillars. Shamasach Parus Tvitale Bivavin Shavan. The screen was spread out and hung from the roof hooks that were in the pillars to reveal them like a curtain. The shtar shimon amos, there were 8 amos left in the width of this panel. That hung over the back of the Mishkan on the western side. Ushtei amos hatachtonos migvudos. And the 2 lower amos were exposed to the brides of Demem Tes Midos. This is found in the brides of the 49 Midos. Al-Mesach Shabbos, B'Mesach Shabbos, in Eris Nechazes Amudei Mizrach. That in Shabbos they hold that the panels do not cover the thickness of the pillars in the east. So therefore, Vatesha Amos Tulius Acharei Mishkan. So there's an extra Amma going back in the back of the Mishkan on the west. Vakasu Vaparashizu Misayinu. And what is written in this portion, this parasha supports that idea of Vukmisach Shabbos. Vesata as the Parochas Tachas Akrosim. Says you should place the hooks under the, place the Parochas under the hooks. And if there were something like the man damar of the brisa, it sounds like the parochas would be an ama to the west of the hooks. You should make 50 golden hooks. You should connect the yirios one to the other. Bakirasim with these hooks. Should be one tabernacle spread. It says Rashi Karseya Mishkan. Means firmels, which means clasps. Umach nisim rishem echad belulos shiruchuvarzu. you insert one of the ends into the loops in one group, and put those loops, those golden hooks on the other side of the looping and the other grouping, and it'll combine them together. You should make a goat cover, goat hair, goat skin covered, the ola, the mishkan, to be an ola for the mishkan, ashrei esrei yirios, 11 amos of yirios, tasa sam, you should make for that. So the Rashi Yerush is in, we know such a reason from the pile of goats. L'achol as a mishkan, l'ol as a mishkan, l'fros of son Ali Rios tachtum, to spread over the lower panels, which is called the mishkan. Ha'atukas, orech ha'iriya achas, the length of one, yiriya should be shloshim ba'amah, 30 amos, v'rocho arba amah, and its width should be 4 amos, ha'iriya achas, of one, yiriya midan achas, ashtay esri yirios, one measurement for these 11 panels. Rashi as shloshim ba'amah, when we put the length across the width of the mishkan, it's like you put on the first panels. It seems like there's an extra am on each side. To cover one of the two amos that remain exposed. And that remaining amo was where the socket will be placed. Pasuk Yud. The Chibarta as a Chamisha Yirios, and you should connect the 5 Yirios, Levad, Beshtei Yirios, Levad, and you should connect the 5 Yirios alone, and connect the 6 Yirios alone. The Chavata as a Yirios Hashishis, Amol, Pnea, and you should fold the 6th panel over the face of the 10th. Rashi says, Odefas Be'ila, Yonos Yosem, and Tachtona, those which the upper panels go beyond the lower panels, El Mol, Pnea, Menorah, Chatzib Rachva, half of the width of the additional upper prochas, we fold it over as a screen for the eastern side of the mishkan. Kenegad Pesach, opposite the entrance. Dom lekalat tsnuah mechusa b'tziv shel panel. It's like a bride who is mad as it covers her veil over her face. Pasuk Yud. V'asisa chamishim lulos al chasvas ha'ira achas hakitzona b'chaveres. V'chamishim lulos al chasvas ha'ira chaveres hashinis. You should make 50 loops on one end of the yiriya, on the edge of that grouping, and make 50 loops on the other end of the other grouping. Plus, get out. This is a karsei nechoshes, you should make copper hooks. Chavishim, number 50. The vase has a question about the loss, but that's all. You should put the hooks in the loops, and you should combine them into one big oil as one grouping. Plus, get this. The serach hodef, and the overhang of the panels, that goes over the yira, the panels in the tent spread that in excess. Chatsia yiria, hodefas tisrach acharei hamishkan. Half of the extra panel you should drape over the back of the mishkan. It says Rashi, al yiria so mishkan, you should overhang it over the panels of the mishkan, the tabernacle spread. The yira season panel, yonah shall use in the yiria so oel is the upper ones of the goat hair, shekurim ol, which is called an ol, not a mishkan. Kemosha Omer Behem, as it says, the Ol is a Mishkan to be the Ol for the Mishkan spread. The Chol Ol Omer Kan, anytime it says there's an Ol here, Il Ol Shem Gag, which means a roof. It means a roof. Shem Ahilos Umesav Umesas Umesak Chos Atatachos, because the overlaying cover, the lower panel, Vehein Hayu Odfos Atatachon Chatzi Ayriya Lemarv. And they were longer than the lower panels by a half a panel on the west side. For half of the additional 11th upper panel was folded over the front of the tent. The sharash to amos, they remained 2 amos. And the width of the half of the 11th panel, the was in an excess of the width of the lower ones. Tisrachas al acharei mishkan. The chasos to amos shayu migulos bekrashim. To cover the 2 amos of the beams, which are exposed because the tabernacle spread did not cover them. Achorei HaMishkan, what does it mean, the back of the Mishkan? Husad Maravich is the western side. Visha Pesach V'mezrach Shupanim, the front is the eastern side where the entrance is. V'tzaf and Garam Shorim Tzidam, the north and south of the sides, the middle and the right and the left. So the back is the west side. Pasuk Yigim V'am V'zeh V'am V'zeh V'odef V'orech Yirios Ha'oel. So, and an amah on this side, and an amah on that side of the excess of the length of the panels of the OL spread, the tent spread, she would draped over the sides of the mishkan, the tabernacle spread, on this side and this side, you should cover it. Says Rashi, on the north side, on the south side, on each side, on the right and left. There were 2 hours longer. You said Rachel Tzidi Hamishkan. It should be draped on the sides of the tabernacle spread. It's also the Dharma, the Rock himself, Kamash Prash and Malak. Explain. The Torah Dach Eretz, she Adam Chas Al Yafa. The Torah teaches you power karma, the person should take care of that which is beautiful to maintain it, to make sure it's completely protected. Pasuk Dalad Rasisa Mechsel Oel Oris Yilim. You should make also a cover for the oil of Elim, Ba'adamim, these red ram skins, and a cover of Tchashim above. Rashi says, Mechsel Oel, it should be, La'osal Gag Shal Yiris Yizim, for a cover for the goat hair cover. Osi O Mechsa'achar, make another cover, Shal Oros Elim Ba'adamim, the Olam Ali Menu, Mechsel Oros Tchashim, so make a red dye cover, then make a Tachash cover, Losim Mechsos, and these two hides. They only cover the roof, but we go over the thickness and the size of the beam. It's just that area. Arachon Shloshim, Arachon Arba, Asara, the length was 30 and the width was 10, exactly the height of the Mishkan's roof. Il Deverim Menachem, that's from Nechemet's Pshat. Il Deverim Yehuda, the Yehuda says, Mechse Echel Haya, there was one cover entirely. Chatzav Shalor, Elim Ma'adamim, Bechatzav Shalor is Tachashim, half of it was red dyed ram's hide, and half of it was made of the Tachashim.